have to be withheld from us. Think of the things that we, when we hear bad news from the doctor or about our jobs or about our finances and our money. Do you think that withholding news is the most helpful way forward?
No.
Not always, is it? No. But for that particular time, Jesus obviously felt it was. He was concerned that his disciples couldn't take everything in, and he knew that all the things that he wanted to share with them would just be too much for them, and so they had to wait for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth that we're told, would come and lead them into all truth. The New Testament describes our Trinitarian God as our Father, but as all in one, our Saviour, our friend, our brother, our guide, our advocate, our counsellor. And the church has always held on to one God in three parts, yeah? The Trinity. We call it the Godhead. And it's in this combination of Godhead that helps us understand our faith and grow in our understanding and in our walk of faith. Which way of speaking about the Holy Trinity is most meaningful to you? What do you find most relevant to help your spiritual life? For me, I find it helpful to think as God the Father, as the Creator, God the Son, as our Redeemer, and God the Holy Spirit, as our Sustainer that keeps us going, especially when times are hard or bad. But they're all very closely intertwined in relationship with one another, together in our world. They work at large in our world, anonymously very often, but they are always there, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. So here's another word. The way they work in relationship with one another, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, is called perichoresis. That's another term for you to get your false teeth around today. And as God's church, the body of Christ, we Christians are called to imitate and live out that oneness of God's divine nature in our relationships with each other. Indeed, the Trinity, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, are a perfect relationship model for all of humanity and how we ought to act in our lives with one another. Does that happen in our world today? Not generally, it doesn't. We're not good at being in unity with one another. I'm not just talking about the church, I'm talking about as a society, as a village, as a community in Broadstone, where my main church is, and in society at large, we're not good at modelling that perfect relationship between God the Father, Son and Holy Spirit. Let's just have a quick look around our world today and put something of what I've shared with you into context. The UK's next Prime Minister is in the process of being selected, first by Conservative MPs and then by members of the Conservative Party around the country. In the news this week, we're seeing the differences, if you like, between colleagues and friends, highlighted and occasionally shouted from the rooftop, as individuals fight for what is best for them and what they feel is best for our country. And we've seen this in the way other political parties act at this sort of time as well. So it's not just limited to one party. There is an inherent disunity in our society. In the wider world, this ongoing struggle to change the way in which countries relate to each other and to God's creation, and that's all been highlighted this week as well. The potential damage of these ongoing trade wars between China and the USA and the EU, how no country is an island, that's really been brought home to us. And individuals in one country will be affected by decisions made across the world. And equally, this frightening nature of these climate change warnings that have been issued over the last week, that show perhaps in 30 years from now, the breakdown in our relationship with creation. We are damaging it. And this won't be averted by any one individual action. It's something that we need to work together in unity across the world. If we are filled with God's Spirit and are seeking to be united as the Godhead is united, then we must surely stand together with the vulnerable and look to amplify their voices so that such tragedies and divisions that cause all the hardship and conflict around our world are averted. Over the years, many theologians have attempted to describe the Trinity. Some say it's like a clover leaf. You know, the three parts of a clover leaf, all connected together. Some say it's like water. Water can come as water, it can come as ice, it can come as steam, and yet it is still water. Some say it's like a person. I'm a wife, I'm a daughter, I'm a mother. I say to that. I'd like to describe to you now how the Trinity is like a banana.
Please God, let this work. Oh, first of all, could you do me a favour and get me a wet one?
No.
Just for afterwards. That's perfect. Thank you. I'll keep the others just in case. Thank you. Okay. How is the Trinity like a banana? Has anybody had a banana for breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. When you have one tomorrow, please promise me that you will do this. Okay. A banana can be split into three exactly equal parts. Did you know this?
No.
It's got a name, but I can't remember. Yeah? That's quite impressive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Each part of the banana is exactly equal to the other, but provides a different purpose. The main one on the back helps the curve hold its shape. The one underneath helps it strengthen it. And I don't know what the other one does, but it's really equal. Look at that. And you see, just like the Holy Spirit is at large in our world, it's also deeply within us as well, isn't it? Tomorrow morning, when you're getting your bran flakes ready and you've put your nuts and seeds on it, and you're just about to get your banana, it spices up beautifully, but it does explain exactly how a banana is like the Trinity. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Amen.
Amen.
Just use my wet wipe, and then I'm going to read the collect that we read in the Methodist Church on Trinity Sunday. Let's pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servants in grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity.
keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.